Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Sports Radio 610 presents former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner and Ron the Show Hughley. It's Clint Sterner and the show.
Yes, Clint is out again. I mean, he is struggling with that throat. Hopefully he is nursing himself.
Whoa.
This kind of stuff chaps my hide, man.
He just had to be this nasty at 2 o'clock.
You're accusing me of being nasty, and the first thing out your mouth is...
His throat is hurting. What is the injury. It's not nastiness. Nobody was out there thinking.
Tyler, do
Wade.
Me a favor. I'll give you about 30 minutes. The first 30 seconds of the show, I want you to just record it and then play it back. And just
let the people.
What was the first thing that came to y'all's mind? I'm not nasty.
When I said the nastiness that came to your mind. It's literally his throat.
Mango tear.
He can't speak. He can't get any sound out. If you heard him in the 5 o'clock hour on Monday, you know it was a struggle. He's still struggling. So hopefully he's got some hot tea, some honey, or something, some lemon, and he's getting better. But that is who
apple
you
cider hear. Vinegar, bro. Apple Ooh. Cider vinegar. Get
yes.
that.
I use that a lot when I smoke meat. I understand where that could go. So
you pat the meat, rub the meat, smoke the meat.
I understand where that.
What did I walk into here today?
I do understand that. If you missed that, that is 12-year NFL vet, former Houston Texan Pro Bowler Wade Smith. He's in the building here, and Wade still the number one thing on, I believe, still in Houston sports fans' mind is what's going to happen with Deshaun Watson. When is this saga going to move? And so anything that happens that could potentially lead to a team maybe needing or making a move for his services, people are all ears. So yesterday, and we'll get to this at some point, the ridiculous overreactions to Tua Tonga something Valova, whatever his last name is. I need to hear it to say it. Okay, I can't just say it on the read.
Tonga Valoa.
Tonga Valoa. See, when I hear it, I can run through it.
Well, still didn't quite get it. There was an N in there. But it's all right. Keep going.
Who said an N?
He did.
I did?
Tonga
Valoa.
He did. I said Tonga Valoa.
It's not Tong. I don't think.
What is it?
Tonga Valoa.
I don't know if there's...
Anyway, he had a 5-interception day yesterday in minicamp, which they're having in Miami. But he had a 5-interception...
I like how he did that.
A 5-interception day.
He just slid that one on in there.
Hold on, so...
And so now there's some people, which, okay, the Dolphins have been rumored to be interested in Deshaun, saying, Deshaun, they may need to really push the envelope to try to make that happen.
Right.
And you can make that connection, and we'll discuss it. Is there any way that you think that the Dolphins, by the practice or the performances right now of Tua, pushes them even more to try to make a move on Deshaun Watson?
I think it's a combination of factors. When you look at it, the more time you have with your quarterback that's in the house, and you have more time to see how he's progressing, more time to see, is this guy really our franchise quarterback? There's opportunities for him to solidify that. There's opportunities for him to bring in some doubt and some concern. And so anytime you throw 5 interceptions in a 7-on-7 period, that first of all, that's very hard to do. I don't think I'd be able to pull that off. In my hands, y'all seen my hands before; they're terrible. But
try not to look at
them. I mean, yeah, they scare kids and they scare a show too. But I'm just saying, like,
adults as well.
You're an adult. So, but I'm just saying, like, you know, it's hard to throw five interceptions in seven period. That's going to raise some eyebrows. But that's not going to be the determining factor to say, hey, this is why we're going to trade for Deshaun Watson. They're going to trade for Deshaun Watson because they wanted Deshaun Watson all along from all reports.
Say,
they've been wanting him.
This isn't going to change it.
They've been wanting him. Yeah.
if he threw seven touchdowns
right.
and they could have a realistic chance to get Deshaun Watson right now, I think they would go and make that move. So
right.
I don't think this determined it.
No, this is not the determining factor, but it does raise eyebrows. It has to raise some concern from them because you don't want to have this become a trend or this become something that is habitual. You do not want to have a scenario where Tua, when he goes for it, he's throwing picks and then he has to shut it down and basically be super conservative like he was last season, which neither one of those scenarios are good enough for any type of team that wants to win ball games and wants to win big ball games. And Miami Dolphins are built right now to be a team to contend. They just need the quarterback to be the quarterback and to be a quarterback that can take you to that next level. And right now, Tua is not that guy, and he's going to have to improve to be that guy. They do know that Deshaun Watson is that guy. So the Miami Dolphins wanting Deshaun, that has to do with because of what Deshaun is as a quarterback. And it doesn't really matter about the five interceptions.
As we're talking about here, Wade Smith in for Clint Sterner, who is out today. Does the struggles of Tua yesterday in his practice throwing five interceptions in a 7-on-7, does that push maybe the Dolphins to think we got to make a move to try to get Deshaun Watson right now? And let's live in that a little bit because I want to see your thoughts on this. My feeling with the Texans and making a move for Deshaun, I've now reached the point that I think, and we hear Nick Caserio and crew talk about this all the time, we want to make the best decision and move possible for the Houston Texans. And that's how they should be living in this Deshaun situation. To me, it's hard for me to get to the thought of the best move not being trading Deshaun Watson when the season ends. To know exactly where the teams are in terms of their draft selection, where they're going to be picking, where your picks are going to be. And I think in the offseason, you will have more teams who are in the hunt for a quarterback. I think Pittsburgh will be in the hunt for a quarterback that aren't in the hunt right now. I think Washington is in the hunt now and then. I think Minnesota would be in the hunt maybe now or maybe then at the end of the season, maybe not now. I just think you open it up even more at that point. So I just think that's in the best interest. I don't even know about the thought of trading Deshaun right now is in the best interest before training camp because I don't even know if that's realistic upon getting the best value you can get for it.
Well, it's a risky move. And if you wait, it's risky. And the reason why it's risky is the same reason why you say that there's teams that might solidify their or they would their need for a quarterback would go up after this season is over. Because people retire, because a guy's contract runs out, for those reasons. A team like the Philadelphia Eagles have Jalen Hurts as their quarterback. If Jalen becomes the guy that they want him to become, they're a team that has the assets that you would want. They have multiple first-round picks, but they might be out of the market for Deshaun Watson because Jalen Hurts became the guy that they wanted to become. Same thing could be for the Miami Dolphins. They got all the assets that you would want to do a trade for Deshaun Watson, and if Tua steps up and becomes the guy that they want him to become, that's another team that's off the market. And some of the teams that you mentioned, Minnesota, Washington.
Teams that have starters now.
Right. Pittsburgh, teams that are going to be decent to really good. Now when you're trying to trade with those teams, they might come up with a bidding war, but they ain't got the bullets in the chamber that Philly does or that Miami does. So I don't think that's necessarily the best way to go about it for that reason, just on a football standpoint. And can we really get the best possible deal at the end of the season? Like, in theory, it makes sense. But also, in the same regard that, like you said, people could need quarterbacks after the season because of injuries, because of, you know, whatever reasons, guys' contracts running out of retirement. Like I said, guys can solidify other opportunities, and then you end up with the least possible value.
So you're saying you could see a scenario where it is the best move for the Texans to deal him before training camp?
For sure. If it's a team that has the assets that come to the table that are very similar to the stuff that they were talking
even
about.
Even not knowing
before,
where they are.
No, because the part of not knowing where the picks are going to be, that part doesn't bother me. Because right. Because in this scenario, if you're trading away your franchise quarterback and you don't have a franchise quarterback, you got to go get one, right? If you got to go get one and you want to go get one through the draft, you need to have a top three pick, top two, top one, number
That's
one overall pick,
like.
Right? So if you have multiple first-round picks, which is when you trade Deshaun Watson, if you trade him with Miami, if you trade him with Philly or somebody like that that has multiple first-round picks, you can combine first-round picks to move up to the spot you need to get to. The chances of a really bad team not having their quarterback of the future in those top three spots, it's going to be hard to pull off.
Last year, the Jets and
right.
the Dolphins, who had all that ammunition but really weren't solidified at their quarterback position.
Right. All the teams that potentially were really going to be bad this year, like if a lot of people say the Jets are going to be bad, I don't think they're going to be bad, like top worst teams in the league this year, but people say that, right? Well, they got their quarterback. They got Zach Wilson. Joe Burrow in Cincinnati. If Cincinnati's bad this year and they have a top three pick, they got their guy. You know what I mean? If they're going to be bad, it's going to be bad because their defense isn't good or their special teams or their coaching or something like that. It's not going to be because their offense can't move the football, because they showed that when Burrow's in the game, they can move the football. So they wouldn't have that need for a starting quarterback or the number one guy. The teams that are going to be in those spots are going to want to trade down. Because they already got their quarterback, they're going to want to have multiple picks because they got to build their roster in total, in full. And so the Texans having multiple ones, I think that works out. It still bodes well for them. They don't have to. The Texans could mess around and win five games this year and end up having the number seven pick in a draft. And you say, well, dang, you're too far out of it to get your guy, to get whatever quarterback that's coming up in a draft. But if you got the number seven overall pick and you also have the number 20 and you have, you know, the number 29, you know, or a couple extra second round pick that same year, then you can move up and get that number one overall pick because the guys that are going to be sitting there at number one or two, they already got their quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Clint's out. Clint Sterner in the show. Wade Smith is in as we're discussing is Tua's performance in minicamp something to really push the Texans and the Dolphins maybe getting a deal done. John, I'll let you jump in here. This is special now. First segment call yep. taken. Go ahead, John.
Hey, thank you for taking my calls. And, Wade, I respect your play as a Texan, and I hope my comments in no way are an indictment of you or any professional athlete. But, frankly, I have two PSLs that I paid $8,000 apiece for. And if I don't pay for my tickets by the end of this month, I will forfeit $16,000. There are over 30,000 PSLs up for sale that no one is buying. Now, the Texans are going to hold me to that contract. They need to hold Deshaun Watson to the same contract. I'm so fed up with the possibility of having to wait another 20 years for a decent quarterback to come along. They need to just say, forget it. Deshaun, you're either playing or we're going to start recouping that $10 million you owe us for signing bonus this year. And he can't afford to pay back $10 million, pay settlements and lawsuits, pay his lawyers, and have no income coming in because he chooses not to play. He's an entertainer, and I don't care how he feels about playing for the Texans. He has signed a contract to perform at NRG Stadium for eight times this year, and I expect him to hold up to that contract like the Texans are holding me to my contract.
Okay, I got you. All right, John. All right. All right, Wade is chomping at the bit.
No, I just wanted to ask him a question.
I
don't know if he fully thought that whole scenario out.
He's chomping at the bit. We'll let Wade jump on that coming back on the other side because Wade is ready to go. I can't wait to hear the question he has for John. So Wade responds to John about the Texans needed to hold him to that contract. And then also, I learned a lesson I learned a lesson last night watching the Astros. We'll discuss all that next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the Show.
Oh boy, this is going to be great. Wade Smith in for Clint Sterner. Clint's out with a sore throat. That is his issue. He's lost
a much better way
that
you put
that. He's lost his voice.
I like that.
Get well, brother. John to call back in. This is special privileges. Now, Wade is a 12-year NFL vet, Pro Bowler. So when Wade says, "No, I want to talk to John," then Wade gets to talk to John. So John was he had just called and said he's a little fired up. He's got to pay, his $8,000 on his PSLs.
Yeah.
As a guy who's a season ticket holder, and if he doesn't, he loses them. And his thought was, I was going to have a real competitive team and have a franchise quarterback like Deshaun Watson. Mm-hmm. And his feeling is that the Texans should hold Deshaun Watson to the contract that he signed.
Right.
And that's where John is in the camp of, and I think there are a lot of people in the camp of, and John Wade has a question that he wants to fire back at you.
Yeah, John, I
sure. Thank you for having me in. I appreciate it. Thank you for letting me back in.
No question about it. Listen, we only had to drop you out because we were up against it. But my question for you is this: like, I understand that you have to pay X amount of dollars to keep your PSLs. And it's unfortunate because the team that you thought you were going to have, you're not having. And you feel like if you're being held accountable as a fan and the money you got to pay, then the player that signed the contract has to be held accountable too. But this is my thing. If the Texans hold Deshaun accountable in your scenario and they make him come in or they charge him the $10 million back. But if Deshaun Watson comes in and then he says, my back hurts, but he's reported, he still gets his money. What are you going to do next? I'm asking you, like, what would you do next? What recourse do you have?
Yeah. Well, that's a great question. You can comment better on my answer to that, which would be, it has been my experience watching football in Houston that the pride level of a professional athlete when they go out into the field supersedes everything. And Deshaun Watson is not going to throw a intentional interception or hurt his fellow teammates and hold it against them. If he's the starting quarterback and the team is depending upon him, now, once again, I'm not a professional athlete, but it's been my experience to see that supersedes money and everything, the relationship between players once they get on the field. And I don't foresee that happening. What can you do? I would leave it to the parties that be. I can tell you, in my opinion, that it's going to hurt Deshaun a lot more because he needs revenue coming in right now.
He does.
That's the thing he needs a paycheck coming in, and he needs to hold on to that signing bonus. So the ball is in the Texans' court, yet they're not acting like it is. They're being submissive and saying, okay, we'll trade you for a crappy deal for, you know, the quarterback from Miami like you're talking about. You know, they need to hold the guns like they're holding it to me. That's my point.
Okay, so this is my thing, I'll just explain it this way. The Texans have never said that they're going to trade him for something crappy. There's been people that have said that. There's been different people that analyze it to say that the Texans are going to make a crappy trade. I don't believe they're going to make a crappy trade because the people that made crappy trades are no longer the people that get to decide who's going to get traded, who's going to not get traded. Like, Nick Caserio has made some really good trades over his career, and he's being patient in this, so I would expect him, when they trade Deshaun Watson, that it's for a formidable haul. That's one.
And to that point, even though Jack Easterby is still here, we do have to look at evidence that we've seen since they've taken over. What we've seen is a complete difference in how decisions are made in the front office and on personnel.
It's Nick Caserio's show.
Right, even though that was something that I wondered about.
There's other people that are in the building, but it's Nick Caserio's show. And he doesn't strike me as somebody that's just going to make a terrible trade.
So that's fair. That's what he's shown.
So that's one thing. But then also, when you talk about Deshaun, if he got out there on the field, he would not let his teammates down. I wholeheartedly agree with that, 100%, 1,000% agree with that. And your thought process behind it is, hey, when you get on the field and you play, you're not going to hurt your teammates. You're going to play because you're a competitor. That's 100% true. But what I'm saying and the reason why I asked that question is, I don't think it ever comes to that. I think if the Texans try to hold his feet to the fire and say, we're not going to trade you, you're going to either report and play for us or else, then he's going to report and then he's going to probably say, my back hurts. And at that point, there's no recourse for the Houston Texans. At that point, they have a guy on their roster that has a sore hamstring and he can't go, or he has a bad back. And the only reason he would pull that card is because teams know once a guy says he doesn't want to be there, they know they have to move on.
Why?
You can't make anyone do anything for you that they don't want to do. Period. If you were married,
even if they agreed to this contract,
that's paper.
Aaron Rodgers can't make them do nothing.
It's a piece of paper. We're talking about human beings. If I don't want to work for you, if I don't want to entertain for you anymore, I'm not going to entertain for you anymore. I'm not going to work for you anymore. And there's different mechanisms in there to protect me, and there's mechanisms in there to protect you. But franchises know this. Once a guy says, I want out, and they're adamant, and there's no flipping, flopping, and back and forth on it, eventually that guy's going to get moved. So from that perspective, the Texans are not going to press the issue in that manner, because it wouldn't be smart on their part. At the end of the day, they're going to try to get the best deal for Deshaun Watson, and so he would get traded. And so I don't think it would ever come to the scenario that John proposed, but I completely understand where he's coming from when he's saying, hey, if I don't pay this $8,000 for my PSLs, I lose them and I can't get them back.
Oh, yeah, you understand why he's
he's talking about 30,000 people. There's PSLs out there that people are not wanting to pay for, but I got to pay for them because I want to be – I'm a diehard, and I want to be here through the lean times and for when things get better. And I understand that sentiment, but the set of rules and constraints that he has to deal with are not the same that players and leagues – and because – When the franchise traded away DeAndre Hopkins, and Show mentioned this during the break, when the franchise traded away DeAndre Hopkins and got back what he got back, did you at that point say, all right, I'm not going to pay for anything anymore? Is it the fact that the player is the one that is the catalyst for wanting out, or is it the team? Like, is that the reason why? And if that's the reason why, you have to kind of reassess the, like, okay, what am I really mad about? At the end of the day, you should just be upset that the people that are on that are no longer here, they should be here. And I understand being upset about that. But the team is making moves and putting people in positions to make better decisions. So this is not something that you even have to think about any further. And it's going to get worse before it gets better. That's just how things work.
Clint Sterner's out. Wade Smith, 12-year NFL vet, the voice you're hearing, he is in for him. And what we're discussing, John called up and said he just – and I think a lot of people share the sentiment that John does, that the Texans need to just hold Deshaun's feet to the fire. And this is something – and, John, I hope you're listening. I know you are. And I hope others out there that share the same thoughts that John is. This is something that we have to – not we. Folks that have that thought process has to come to reality with. The Texans don't want to hold his feet to the fire.
It wouldn't be in their best interest to. Like, why would you?
Not just in their – like, they don't want him to suit up for the Houston Texans again. Like, I know how great he is as a football player, but they've shown enough signs to let you know that they are ready to move past this, that they want to move past the business of what Deshaun Watson is. That's where they are. So
I will say this, Joe. They're making moves because they know they need to make moves because the player has already said, "I want out." And once a player says, "I want out," you're eventually going to move them.
So you have to
conduct business and go and move forward.
But when you mix that with his other problems, when you mix those things, 100%. And then you mix that with the McNair family and the Texans and how difficult they can. We watched Nick Caserio just come out and mention, hey, try to continue the talking points of, hey, you know, we're going to make best interests of us. And listen, you know, we'll reconvene and talk to you about training camp when that happens. And it became the Texans have made a deadline for it. I mean, anything they say with Deshaun is becoming, they're over this.
Yeah.
They're over this. We heard they were hunting Kellen Mond. And then Kellen Mond wasn't there. Then they went Davis Mills. I mean, they're drafting quarterbacks in the third round. They're bringing in Tyrod Taylor. They don't want him to strap it up again. The pads, they are past.
I would have to say this though, if tomorrow, 22 cases got dropped and the people that participated in the cases said that, you know, it wasn't what we said it was. And Deshaun said, all right, I want to come back. I find it hard to believe that he wouldn't be playing for the Texans. I think you make moves and you make decisions based off of the information that's presented in front of you. And the information of the fact that you want out and you don't want to be here and you're willing to miss time and all that type of stuff and you're willing, you know, that stuff, you have to adjust and move forward and do what's in the best interest of your team. It's like if that to me – it's more that than the other thing.
Yeah, even in your Miracle on 34th Street scenario.
And that's what it would be. And that's what
that,
it would be.
There's a part of me that still feels like the bridge is burned. It is.
Okay, hold on. Text line is killing me. Y'all sound like typical former athletes. 8K might not sound like much to someone who's made millions in their career, but for regular people, it's a lot. I know $8,000 a lot. I grew up poor. Don't try me like that.
I'm not a former athlete.
Don't try me like that. Like, listen to what I'm saying. I understand what John is going through, and it's messed up that he has to pay $8,000 to keep his PSLs. I completely understand that. But the CBA agreement and the contract between the Texans and fans are two different things. Deshaun Watson has a recourse if he comes in and then says, you know what, my back hurts or my hamstring hurts. And so in that scenario, he still gets his money. And the Texans don't get any draft assets for him. That's what they would have to risk. That's one of the reasons why they're not going to press the issue and hold his feet to the fire like you might want.
What we learned yesterday from the Astros, and it may be tough for some of you in Houston to hear, that's next.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the Show.
Long fly ball, deep right field. Correa has tied it up. Carlos Correa, a two-strike, two-out home run, bottom of the ninth to keep the Astros alive.
Oh, my. I mean, I was just frustrated by the NBA game, and then I moved over there, and I'm just like, oh, look at Lowe's.
That's why I feel sexy.
I know it, boy. You know he did. And, I mean, he gave it all. He gave all that attitude, all that swag, all the way down the first baseline.
But what are they going to say now?
Real quick, Wade, I just need to know where you stand. You're not in this camp of, nah, man, we can't pay Carlos Correa. You're not in this don't pay Lowe's camp.
Not at all, because the set of circumstances that Major League Baseball teams have to work under says that you can pay the guy and it's not going to affect what you pay, you know, player X, Y, or Z.
There's not a salary cap.
So why does it matter how much money somebody else spends for their business, how much they invest in their own business? To me, it doesn't make any sense that you would say, nah, I don't want to pay him all that money. Like, that doesn't make sense to me. Like, you're not spending the money. Like, somebody else, the owner of the team, is spending the money. He's investing in his business. And by him investing in his business, you have one of the best shortstops in Major League Baseball for the next, I don't know, 10, 12, whatever years it'll be. Why would you not want that? So when I hear that sentiment, like, hey, no, we don't want to pay Carlos. What do you mean you don't want to pay him? What are you paying him? You're not paying him anything, are you?
No.
I mean, I don't know what's coming out. I mean, they have to, you know, fans have to pay for ticket prices. But I haven't seen the ticket prices just get stupid ridiculous. I like that. Now they might go up.
You're not forced to
buy a ticket. That's you can always just like watch it on TV.
Yeah.
You know, if it gets too high. So I that part I don't understand. Like, I want as many good players on my team as possible. That's how I am. If you got Carlos Correa, who is, you know, looking like a freaking, like, he's the best shortstop in Major League Baseball right now, the way he's looking, because defensively, He's always been that. And then his bat is just ridiculous right now. And it has been over his career. And he's clutch.
I was going to say, he did what he did last night.
He's got the clutch gene. So what more can you ask for? And he's been healthy. What more can you ask for? Yeah, I'm a big fan of paying him. I don't understand the sentiment of not paying him, because I'm not paying him. It's not my money you're spending. You spend your own money.
And see,
shout out to Crane. Spend that bread and invest and keep him.
So I probably stayed up a little later than normal. Wade Smith in for Clint Sterner. He's out trying to get his sore throat into a better place so we can actually understand him when he attempts to talk. But Wade Smith, 12-year NFL vet, is in with us. And I stayed up, and I maybe I'm overthinking this. Now, Tyler, you can jump in, because you are as Houston as anybody I know, born and raised, and I've never met anyone who has more Houston clothing or hats or anything than Tyler Milner, really, from any city.
He reps it hard.
And you played for the Texans. You know the fan base. You've lived here. And so my thought was, I was thinking the same thing. I have, like, it has befuddled me that why do people have a problem with, oh, God, he just, that's, no, he's not
that's
worth
too
it.
Much.
It's too much. It's not worth it. $30 million a year, it's not worth it. No, that's right in line with the guys that he's getting paid. There's no salary. There's no salary cap. You're in Houston. You're not in Milwaukee. You can afford this. Like, I mean, you're about to have two players who make $30 million a year in Greinke and Verlander come off the books next year. I have just floored by it. But I'm trying to figure out ways of why people have issues with it and the hate. And I'm going to say it. That's what I'm going to say. The hate towards Carlos getting a bag. And then what you talked about is, all right, I just think maybe this is fans who almost at times, some set of fans feel like when a person gets contracts that it's coming out of their pockets. Like when Nick Martin got that contract, well, hold the hell on. That is coming out of my pocket.
But see, that scenario to me makes more sense if you feel some type of way, because there's only a certain amount of dollars that can be spent in the NFL.
And if he deserves it.
Right. And if you pay a guy that doesn't deserve it, that means somebody that does deserve it is not going to get paid.
Yeah.
And your team is not.
You're right.
Good.
There's no salary cap.
So there's no salary cap. So that's why I don't understand it for baseball.
And you all tell me if I'm off on this. 713-572-4610. You can call, text in, Tyler, Wade. This is where I've come. I think I got it. From the segment of fans, and I don't know if they're a majority or a minority, but it sure seems like a majority on this text line and what I get from Twitter. By the way, some of y'all asses was silent last night. Didn't have any smoke for me at all when that home run was hit, and I'll hear from you on an 0-for-4 day from Carlos. Anyway, I think I got it. I look at what happened last night, the two major plays, Carlos's home run and then Altuve's home run to hit it, to end it. And the way that both of them reacted, and the light came on. You look at what Carlos did when he hit that home run. He stood there for what felt like 8 seconds. Now, mind you, Carlos has not hit first base until that ball's landed. He stood there for like 8 seconds, and I mean pimped it. Walked it down, and then came over and looked at the bench. And wasn't like a let's go. It was a I got all this swag. I got all this. Have this. Like, it was one of them when LeBron gives that look. It was a look that KD was giving all night long when he was whooping that ass.
I
got
to bring LeBron
half.
Into this.
Because he does. You
know, I was just riding with him. I was riding with him. Then he has to throw LeBron in.
When
I hear LeBron, I don't think swag. If you say Dame, then I'd be like, all right,
okay,
swag. When Dame hits a shot and it's like, all right, he knew he was gonna hit that shot. LeBron hits a shot, he's like, yes, I hit the shot. Different kind of swag.
Okay, I'm not gonna get derailed because that is you're testing
gonna
my patience.
Bring in the guy who got eliminated in the first round.
Why are we bringing LeBron?
We got a long break. The 4-time champion. We got a long break, and we will get into
shout out to the king, bro.
But everything he gave, he gets to first base. I mean, he pimps a home run like as good as anybody has pimped a home run all year. He gets to third base. Does he slap the third base coach's hand? No, man. He hits you with that Hulk Hogan to the crowd with the ears. I mean, it is swag all day. It is emotion all day. It looked like when a basketball player dunks on somebody.
Yes.
And the reaction he gave, which you don't see a lot in baseball.
It's changing now, though.
Hopefully.
It is going that way a little bit more.
What did we see from Altuve? Altuve hit his, looked at it for a half a second, ran around the bases, slapped the first baseman's hands for a high five. You know, the look like he'd been there type of thing. And that hit it for me. The people who really have such an issue with Los getting a bag, I think fear the thought of if that man gets $30 million a year,
mm-hmm.
he's going to be the face of the franchise. And for some people, that part of Los, that swag that he gives, what I love about him, probably why I've been drawn to him as being maybe one of my favorite athletes in this city.
Yeah.
Maybe those type fans with that mindset, real classic, that's the best way I can
get
use
off
it.
My
classic,
line.
Class, not just classic baseball fans, that isn't their cup of tea.
Yeah.
And when you then start to look at a lot of the face of the franchise type guys that the Astros have had over the years, Carlos and the way he handles his business is a lot different than others. And I'm just speaking from when I was, I'm not going to the 80s with Mike Scott, and that's, I'm talking about Bagwell and Biggio. I'm talking, is Lance Berkman one you could include?
Sure, Big Puma.
All right, maybe, I don't know, maybe the length of time is not that great, so maybe they wouldn't be, but Pettit and Clemens, and now, closer now, Altuve, Springer. These were guys who go about their business. And let's say their swag
in a more traditional way
is carried in a different way than Los. And the way Los gets it, I feel like some people, I don't want that dude to be our, I don't like that. Just wish he just run his ass around them bases. Because, I mean, Los may be still standing. standing at the plate from game six or game five, whenever he ended that game in the ALCS against the Rays, and he just stood up there what felt like 2 minutes. He may be still, but I'm trying to, is there any value to that? Any thought to that for the fans who really dig deep to think, no, I don't want him to get that bag, that maybe they're just not comfortable as him being the face of this team because he's just not like the other faces they've had.
Well, I will say this about Carlos. He did have his run-ins with the, you know, the rib injury and, you know, the Sparkle Princess deal and all. He's had some things where you said, all right, he's kind of immature or he's not a face of the franchise type of guy. But ever since the cheating scandal went down and the way he handled it, to me, he has been the leader in the clubhouse for the Houston Astros, and he's played in a manner that warrants him getting paid a significant amount of money, and the market is what the market is. And I've always been a big fan or proponent of you re-sign and you take care of the guys that you bring up through the process in-house. Like if you draft a guy and you develop him and he comes through the farm system, and then all of a sudden he blossoms into being a superstar, that's your guy. Keep him. Let's not grow guys for other franchises.
And he's in the prime.
And he's in the prime. Yeah, it's not like he's going towards the twilight of his career or anything like that. And when you bring up Springer, it's like, okay, if you're not going to pay Springer, then you got to pay Correa, right? Like if you don't pay both of them, it's like, okay, now you have to find someone to replace them. And keep it 100, the Astros do a really good job of finding ways to replace guys that you'd be like, damn, you lost Verlander, you lost Cole. The starting pitching is pretty damn good right now. They've had to work through some injuries. They had to work through some stuff, but starting pitching is doing really well, and they've figured out to get guys like Framber and get guys like Christian Javier that's like, okay, I didn't know this guy was going to be that good, but they figured out a way. Now, I don't know how long it's going to be the case once a pitching coach eventually retires, but I'm just saying that the Astros do a really good job of their farm system and bringing guys up, but Carlos Correa plays the game the right way, and maybe the right way isn't as traditional as what people might be used to.
But do you think it's fair? Do you think that it's fair that the same, because I think you're in this camp, and Tyler's a psychopath, so I know he's in this camp. the reasons that we really like that home run, I know you loved every bit of that. You had no problem with what he
don't
gave
get me
you.
Wrong. I'm a Rangers fan, so I didn't love every part of it.
I'm talking about the reaction.
But the reaction, the swag, and all that, yeah, you 100%.
It's one of the things that draws.
You got to love it.
That,
like,
that draws me to him.
It forced me to tweet. I don't tweet that often. I had to tweet. Like, that's $300 million man.
I saw
like,
that, yeah.
Like, when you do that, you deserve to get paid.
But that's why I feel sexy.
But the game was over. The game was over, bro. It was two outs, two strikes, and he let it go.
Oppo.
He knew it, and he showed you that he knew it as he went around the bases. You got to love it. I'm a fan of that.
For 8 minutes, and I have no problem with it. But is it fair to think that turns a good amount of people off, though?
I think it turns some people off, but is it enough to where you have the sentiment where you're like, right, I don't want them to spend that money?
Maybe just the majority that we hear from.
I think there's a lot of people that really enjoyed everything about that play. I mean, the game was basically over. You look at the reaction from the people in the crowd. They were like shocked, like, oh, we're back in it. Like, because it looked like the game was over. And Carlos has that ability to bring you from the dead. He just has that clutch ability to make the play when you need the play to be made.
I just think Jeff Bagwell and Biggio and Berkman would have just run around them bases, baby, and just high-fived and looked like they would have done it.
But I think if Bagwell and Biggio and all those guys were born in the year 2000, then they would have swag.
We got a lot of baseball players born right now that had the same swag that baseball players had 25 years ago.
I don't know, man. The young crop of guys,
it's
definitely has changed from what I remember growing up watching.
A little bit has changed.
There was when Adolis Garcia, when he hit that home run when the Rangers played Astros a couple weeks back to win the game, and there was no we're gonna throw at him the next time he's up there. There was no reaction by the players like forget you, and he had the same swag that Carlos Correa had to tie up the game. Garcia won the game, and there was no – because the players, they're used to that, grew up in a generation where that part is not frowned upon anymore. So I think it's just so that's why I said get off my lawn, guys, because I think the younger generation don't mind that at all.
Brian, I'll let you jump in on this. Go ahead. What's your thoughts?
Hey, gentlemen, I got just a quick couple thoughts, and I have a trade proposal for you. I used to hate Correa. I didn't think he was worth it. Now he runs that team. He runs that infield. He's out on the mound with the pitchers. If you're not going to sign him, you need to trade him for Chris Bryant or Javi Baez, a star. Move Bregman back to short. You can't just let him walk. And my trade proposal is trying to get Andrew McCutchen from Philadelphia for center field and let him bat eighth or ninth and be another leadoff guy and really take us to the next. So I'll hang up and let you get.
I appreciate the call. That would be a horrific trade. I mean, Andrew McCutchen is – I mean, Carlos is paying at an MVP level and he's 27. Andrew McCutchen has got to be in his mid-30s or at least approaching it. No, you got it. You were in the right ballpark. If you were going to try to trade him, which I don't think they should.
He's 34, McCutchen.
Yeah, come on. Yeah.
You're right. You was right when you said what you said, Show. Yeah. Mid-30s.
Yeah. Javi Baez, that if you're going to try to do some kind of trade, young players that are of value. Chris Bryant, yeah, that. But I don't think you need to.
But my question is this, though. If you're going to trade for a young player of value to get back, you're going to have to pay that guy, too, eventually. Why not pay your guy?
Just pay the guy that is.
Pay the guy that is your guy. That's the part I don't understand.
Derwin, I'll let you jump in here. Go ahead, Derwin.
Listen, fellas, the entire city, I don't know too many cities where the whole damn city is in a rebuild. The Rockets are in a rebuild. The Texans are in a rebuild. J.J. Watt is gone. Harden is gone. Carlos Correa is not only the franchise player for the Houston Astros, Carlos Correa is the franchise player for this city. Mm. He is the only one that's going to be able to put this city on his back and take us into a postseason where we have anything to look for this year. Because we're not going to be able to see it from the Texans. We're not going to see it from the Rockets for a while. This deal is so important that the damn mayor needs to be involved in trying to get this man paid, because he is the franchise person for this city. And anybody else saying that we don't need to pay that man ain't looking at the rest of the damn sports world in Houston.
I appreciate the call, Derwin. Sly, I hope you're listening. You need to be involved in this.
He said you stepped up for Deshaun. You need to step up for Carlos, huh?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, it's important. I mean, you really start to roll down the athletes here and these teams around here, and you get a hard time trying to get more valuable than Los right now with what the Texans and the Rockets. So he does have a point there.
The issue you run into is that the Astros haven't shown that they're one of those franchises that want to pay a guy for 10 years, 12 years, whatever it's going to take for him to get the $300 million that because he sees what Tatis got. He sees what some of these other guys have got, and he's going to want that, right?
Yeah,
it's the time that's required to commit to a guy that's going to – that's what's going to hold the Astros back from doing
it. I'm not a fan of the 10, but you can't – if you're going to go shorter, if you're going to go 6 years, you can't come at no $25 million damn dollars a year. I mean, you just can't.
It's got to be 30-plus.
And I'm about that. You give me about 30, 31, 32 over 6 years. Like, I feel like he's at least going to have a conversation, not feel like he got slapped in the face. All right, the Astros said happy birthday to Dusty in a major way, but also even as big as the walk-off win and Los's home run, the pitching. We'll discuss all that coming up next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.